All right. Let's talk about the art of electronics arbitrage. This is such a fun one. I remember when I first worked on this story long ago for the Side Hustle book. We're going to hear about this guy, Trevor Mountcastle. What if earning airline miles could accidentally become a six-figure business? This guy is a government analyst who turned his travel rewards hobby into a sophisticated arbitrage operation that generated over $100,000 a year while also funding his first-class trips around the world. I mean, pretty cool, right? Hard to beat that. Welcome as well to Side Hustle School. This is our segment known as Weekend Workshop. It's all about helping you learn the key steps to a new side hustle, one step or concept per week. We're using the book Side Hustle from Idea to Income in 27 Days. It is available wherever books are sold. And for the first half of the year, we went through the 27 steps in the book, one step per week. In the second half, we're looking at more detailed case studies so you can understand how people apply the framework. So let's talk about Trevor's idea and how it worked and what happened for him, and also how you can, as I say, apply this idea. So Trevor Mountcastle, he was working as a senior program analyst supporting the federal government, but his real passion was travel. As a frequent flyer and travel hacker, Trevor was always looking for strategies to earn more points and miles that would allow him and his wife to explore the world in comfort. He discovered a particular technique that seemed almost too good to be true. He could buy gift cards through one website, use those cards to purchase electronics on another site, then resell the electronics for roughly the same price he paid. Now, it seems like a lot of work for breaking even, but it came with a valuable bonus: those credit card points and miles that funded the travel. Now, initially, Trevor's goal wasn't to profit from the electronics themselves. He was perfectly happy to break even as long as he earned enough points and miles for those amazing vacations. The arbitrage operation was simply a means to an end, a way to generate the rewards without paying for the expensive flights and hotels. But as he became more experienced with the buying and selling process, he started noticing something interesting. Certain electronics consistently sold for more than he paid for them. The price differences weren't huge, but they were consistent enough to generate modest profits in addition to those travel points. This arbitrage worked because of market inefficiencies that most people either didn't notice or couldn't effectively exploit. Different marketplaces had different pricing, different customer bases, operational costs, and Trevor noticed all these things. He was really good at details. He was analytical. And the electronics market in particular is suitable for arbitrage because the products are standardized and easily comparable across different selling platforms. So a specific model laptop or smartphone has the same specs regardless of where it's purchased. So that makes price comparison straightforward. It reduces the required research. As Trevor tracked his results more carefully, he discovered that some product categories and price ranges offered the most consistent arbitrage ops. Electronics in the $200 to $800 range, in fact, seemed to have the best combination of price differences and reasonable selling velocity. Now, that last point is important. He wants to make sure he can sell in a pretty quick period of time anything that he purchases. So now we are evolving Trevor's evolution from casual travel hacker to serious arbitrage entrepreneur required him to develop a systematic approach to market analysis and efficiency. So he goes off and makes spreadsheets. He develops relationships with shipping and fulfillment services. I think he used ShipStation, our partner. A lot of his orders are also shipped directly from suppliers, so he doesn't have to touch them. And this pricing strategy balanced profit margins with, again, selling velocity. Modest profits with quick turnover were better than waiting for maximum profits that might tie up his capital for a long time. He didn't actually want to keep a ton of inventory on hand. So this entire process was designed around time efficiency and execution rather than constant hands-on management. All right, we're going to take a quick little break here. When we return, the results, the application, the scaling strategy, how he was able to do it, go up to $100,000 plus in annual profit, and how you can take this approach and apply it to an idea of your own. Okay, stay tuned. Within 3 years, Trevor's arbitrage operation had grown from a travel rewards hobby into a business generating over $100,000 a year in profit, not just revenue, profit, while still providing the airline miles and points that funded his family's adventures. The success allowed Trevor to maintain his government job while building significant wealth through entrepreneurial activities. This arbitrage operation complemented rather than competed with his primary career. The success also provided valuable business education that enhanced his analytical skills and market understanding. So, funny enough, the capabilities proved valuable in his government work while building his confidence as a side hustler. So many benefits there. As I said, I love this story. And if you want to apply Trevor's arbitrage approach to your own ideas or opportunities, well, here's the framework. Number one, identify product categories where you can easily compare prices across multiple marketplaces and start noticing where demand is relatively predictable. That's what Trevor did through those electronics priced between $200 and $800. Step two, develop an approach to identifying price differences rather than relying on random deal hunting. So this takes some time. At first, you're just going to be doing it kind of randomly. But over time, you'll discover some tools and some methods you can use to actually automate this process or at least make it much faster and easier. Step three, start small with limited capital investment. Don't spend a ton of money. Make sure you only buy things that you feel reasonably confident you can resell. And then use your initial profits to fund expansion. So this way you're not investing large amounts of money up front. And step four, focus on efficiency and execution rather than trying to maximize profit on each transaction. That was really key for Trevor, the selling velocity. He wanted to make sure he was not just acquiring a bunch of inventory that it would take a long time to sell or might have to sell at a loss. Consistent smaller profits are better than occasional large profits, at least in this field. Now, of course, this model also requires ongoing attention to market changes. There are pressures, things happen that might take away some of those profitable arbitrage opportunities. So basically, you just have to kind of adapt and evolve. That's a big part of it. But this is a business that is still possible today. A lot of people are doing it in different ways. I hear from folks all the time who are doing some kind of reselling arbitrage, and it can be fun. It can be a starter business. It can be your side business as you have like your stable job. It can be eventually something you want to scale or jump off from. There's just a lot of upside to it. So consider this for your next idea if you don't already have one. And of course, it's better to have a simple idea you can start right away than a brilliant idea that never launches. I'll leave you with that today. But thank you so much for listening. New episodes drop every day. Complete archive available at SideHustleSchool.com. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You are listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.